Welcome to the Raw Studio, where we're just getting ourselves ready. So if you're interested in what two men do when they're trying to arrange themselves to do a piece of work while they have toast and coffee in Blackrock Castle Observatory, keep on listening. I haven't a clue what we're going to do next, but we actually need to work out our working method. Roger Overall, what do you have to say for yourself this morning?
What do I have to say for myself? Justify yourself overall. I have made little progress.
No. What's your purpose in being here right now? Tell me what your purpose in being here right now is.
Right now is to talk to you about Chris Brogan's email about storytelling.
So Chris Brogan's email about storytelling is why you're here?
Yes.
Okay. So that's I'm here to do the same thing with you.
Good.
Okay, right. And we have all sorts of equipment in front of us. For the nerds, we'll tell you that we actually have a H4N handy recorder. This is Rogers, it's a Zoom. His own iPhone is recording in the Memo app, and this is a live audio boo. And the conversation, and on top of me is an iPad. And this is the messy part of doing real live work. This is stuff that goes on behind the scenes, behind a podcast. You know, when a podcast comes across to you as being terribly professional, it's all put in the right place, really like a studio perfection. You know, it's a bit like a restaurant. You know, the shit is hitting the fan behind the scenes, right? Or it's a bit like a swan gliding on water, isn't it, Roger? And underneath the surface, what the hell is going on?
Yes, underneath the water is where all the action happens. Yes, you always get to see the smooth facade of podcasting. Well, usually. You don't get to see the atrocious...
When did you do your first podcast in your life?
My first...
What age were you?
What age was I? I would have been early 40s, because it's not that long ago that I did it.
Well, my daughter did hers at about 5.
Exactly.
And you took until 40?
Yes. I mean, my daughter has her own website, and she's 7.
I think Bernie Goldblatt's daughter is now 5, but she's certainly been at it for quite a while.
Mm.
And Slandy. Mm. Slandy's got a... daughter who appears, and so does Simon at SM2N.
SM2N, and my own daughter, I had a series of Emily boos, and we have conversations. So I think our children are just going to grow up in this world and be so used to it.
Is this what they call change?
I think it's what it's called, revolution, isn't it? Isn't change.
Okay, we're going to stop this audio boo now, because we're actually, the next audio boo will... probably be after we've done something terribly organised in which we sound like as if we're not eating toast. Do you want to say anything about this cafe? What are you drinking, by the way, just before we really move on?
I have a latte. I have a bugbear about lattes. They always come in the most ridiculous glasses.
My problem is I want to make sure that I don't drink any more than 3 coffees during this conversation. Okay, that's the first audio review. Well, it's actually the second one on this theme this morning, but here we go.